We all are great souls in the world. So great that entire world, all souls of the world are looking to us for peace, for happiness, for light, for might, for mukti, for everything. And already we have entered. If I ask you this question, why? God says, you are great. Why? What does He see within us? And mentions that you all are very great. Brother? Because we have recognized Him and Peter? So we go beyond costume to meet Him. Why we are great? Because now we have direct link with God. See, entire world is searching for Him, is searching for the truth. But we are face to Him. We are so close to Him that we can see Him. All philosophies of the world declare that God cannot be seen through eyes. And we say, with challenge, we have seen Him many times. Have you seen Him? Yes. He is our Father. We have seen Him. When people listen to us, that we can talk to Him, so they amaze, they surprise. Is it possible? And we know it's enjoyment for us. So we are great, and God Himself has given us great task to do, that you have to bring big change in entire world. You have to change this hell into heaven. You are the instrument for everything. You are so great that if you have a weak thought in your mind, or a powerful thought in your mind, it will influence millions and millions of the souls of the world. You are so great that your drashti, your actions, your thoughts, your sanskaras, your purity will change everything, will influence the mind, the intellect and the sanskaras of all souls of the world. I used to think many times, although now I was saying that we have already entered the period of Mahabharata. Do you think so? So we must get ready. And there is Mahabharata war, and inside us there is also a war. We have to get victory over both. Inside war is more powerful sometime than that external war. But that war also, the success or unsuccess of the war, all kinds of effect of the war depend upon us. We are so great. If our yoga fire, yoga power is very great, then in that yoga power, not only that our sanskaras will change, will burn, but the sanskaras of many sinful souls will also change. Our thoughts are so effective. Take one current example. Now, Osama bin Laden has become a great VIP of the world. Everyone remembers him every day, and many remembers him as soon as they open their eyes. So he has become the first man for them, and all creates such thought for him that he is very cruel, he is very criminal, he is a sinful one, he is very bad man, devil, a Satan, with many people think like this for him. And these thoughts, what these thoughts will do? They will make him more cruel, more criminal. But if we all Brahmins, who are great souls, think for us who are sitting here, 500, 600, 700, if we all great souls create good thoughts for him, that no, he is also a soul. He is the child of Shiv Baba. And a day will come when everything within him will change. He is my brother. I have to change him. He is a good soul, he is a pure soul, loving soul. So our thoughts, because our thoughts are very powerful and very effective, as we are master creator, so our thoughts definitely will change him. So will you all do this? To bring such a wonderful change. But I think, should I speak? I think he will become the instrument to destroy his own race. We can understand the drama. Therefore, it will take time. Unless all of his race finish, he will not come in the clutch of America. It is sure. So such souls, although we know this on the basis of Brahma's knowledge, but we also know that if we all Brahmins just create good thoughts for him, definitely he will change. So this is the power of our thoughts. Recently, in Sundays of Vyakt Murli, last Sunday, we had heard one very, very deep and powerful thought in Baba's Murli, that you are master creator. And if you are in the awareness of this, if you are in this highest position, entire creation will work for you as your slave. So powerful thought. Because when we are master creator, we are the master, we are the controller. Baba also mentioned that all powers on your commands will work for you. You can change all of your sanskaras with the power of this thought that you are master creator. So let us discuss today this very important topic for each and everyone. How to change sanskaras, how to ignite the fire of yoga to burn all old sanskaras. One thing is to burn the old sanskaras, and second thing is to imbibe new sanskaras in our life. So, should we use our time to burn the sanskaras or to create, to imbibe, to emerge new sanskaras, which is the best way? Although both things are important, to certain sanskaras, we have to just destroy them right from their seeds. But we also have to emerge to imbibe new sanskaras in our life. So, I would give you some thoughts, some exercises on the basis of experience right from the beginning of my Brahmin life. Once I had heard one very good line in Baba's Vyakt Murli that its seed stays, which is so powerful, it automatically, by doing the practice of seed stays, your all sanskaras will change automatically. You need not to do anything, because the seed stage is very powerful stage, and seed stage simply mean to stabilize mind and intellect in one thought. Just one thought in mind. So when there is one thought in our mind, then our mind produces maximum energy. And this energy acts like fire. And in this fire, all sins and past sanskaras change. Another very good version in Avyakt Murli, that if you are in higher consciousness, if you are aware of the reality of your own self, your past sanskaras and past memories, both will end, both will finish. Because past sanskaras are also worst, but past memories are also worst. If they keep emerging all the time in our mind, we cannot enjoy our life. So we can make a list of our sanskaras, and with the power of knowledge, we must try our best to change them. But I will speak just one line, very meaningful line. To change sanskara means to change thoughts. You can make experiment of this. Change your thoughts and sanskaras will change. For instance, I am giving one example. Suppose there is a situation in front of you, you have to tolerate a lot. But in your mind, there is a thought, why should I tolerate? Am I a weak person? I will never tolerate. You have such thoughts. I will take revenge from them. I will teach them some lesson. So what will happen? You will never be able to tolerate. And after all, you will get irritated, puzzled, and will lose your happiness. And suppose you have the thought, okay, God has mentioned to me, child, you are great. Do tolerate everything. Tolerance is your beauty. It's God's order for me. I must follow His order. I will tolerate everything. So you will experience that power of tolerance is working with you all the time. To tolerate has become easy game, a thing of enjoyment for you. So, it depends upon thought only. So, change your thoughts and sanskaras will change. You can use this mantra. This is a mantra. And everything will become easy. I always make many experiments of this and teach to all Brahmins that we must understand the power and effect of our thoughts. Many, many Brahmins are not aware of this fact, that our each thought is creating something. If it is waste thought, it will create waste energy. If it's positive thought, it will create positive energy. So, every day in your life, you can make such experiment and can get very good experience in different works, create positive thoughts and see the result. Suppose you are going somewhere from your home. You can have this thought in your mind that my journey will become free from obstacles. And wherever I reach, I will get success. So you will get the same result. I give you one example of a sister. Sister is Kumari. She was in bondage. Last year, she came to meet Baba here. So she narrated her story that his father always shout upon him, go out from the home, don't go to Brahma Kumaris. If you go there, don't come back to my home. And now you are going to Mount Abu. This is your first and last chance. After this, I won't allow you to go anywhere. She came here, met Avyakt Baba. Now she had 3 days, but fear in mind. What will happen now? I have to go again in the same home, which has become hell-like for her. So her teacher brought this Kumari to me and asked what to do. So just I suggested her 1, 2, 3 thoughts. First thought, she had 3 days. I asked her to practice, I am worship-worthy goddess. I am East Devi in Hindi, worship-worthy goddess. 25 times a day. Just feel this, I am this. Second thought, second and third thought, that whenever I go back to my home, my father and mother will accept me with full love and will welcome me. She was thinking, how it is possible? But I emphasize, no, whenever thought of your home comes in your mind, oh, what will happen? Avoid that thought and create this thought. As soon as I reach to my home, they will accept me with love and will welcome me. And I asked her to write me the letter, what had happened. So after a week, her letter came with the same result. She wrote in the letter that her parents became so happy as soon as she went back to the home and gave lot of love, welcome, and asked to go every day in center. This was the result of thoughts. So we must know this reality that there is maximum power lies in our thoughts. We are great souls, not only great, but most powerful souls in the world. So I mean to say, if we are in the awareness of self-respect, of higher consciousness, all of our sanskaras will change. To yoga, we should understand self-respect, bodilessness, angelic stage, 2-spin Swadarshan Chakra, these all are the parts of yoga. Yoga doesn't mean to concentrate on Shiv Baba only. When we practice bodilessness, when we are in the intoxication, in self-respect, when we are in angelic form, you can remember 2 years before Baba gave one practice to us to do, practice 5 forms. Very good practice. To practice 5 forms is also a part of yoga. What is powerful yoga? When there are minimum thoughts in our mind. our yoga is very powerful. So minimum thought, maximum energy. Maximum thoughts, minimum energy. So if there are less thoughts in our mind, one thought, two thoughts, three thoughts, five thoughts, and thoughts concentrated on one thing, then our yoga is powerful. So if someone find yoga difficult or feel sleepy in yoga, specifically in the morning, they must begin their yoga with the practice of five forms. And these are the five forms which help us to emerge our original sanskaras. There is a fight in our mind always against sanskaras. We have to avoid this fight, this war inside, otherwise our entire energy is used in that fight and we cannot enjoy our spiritual life. Now come to a subtle point, where is the seed of all negative sanskaras? What is the seed? What is the seed? Body consciousness, ego, go into depth. What is the seed? All sanskaras are the tree of that seed. Ignorance is also, but I can ask the same question like this. Why our pure and sato pradhan sanskaras became tamo pradhan? Why? We were 100% powerful. I'm not using the word pure. We were 100% powerful. Gradually and gradually, we used our power. After copper age, our power became very, very low. Its level very low. When the level of power got very low, then our good sanskaras change into bad. Positive into negative. Pure into impure. So all kinds of negative sanskaras are the tree of the seed. Seed is weakness. Mind is weak, intellect is weak. So this weakness means we lost our entire power of the soul. Therefore, we came under the influence of all bad and negative things. We were absolutely pure, the second form of this, we were absolutely pure at the end of Kali Yuga. We became impure. So impurity became the seed of all bad sanskaras. Say sanskar of getting angry, irritation, depression, lonely feeling. This is the list of sanskaras. Very bad sanskar of sensitivity, getting upset, very easily. Getting upset, not to be happy, not to experience happiness in life, always to be negative, crying, giving trouble to others, or experience sorrow all the time. Boredom, sanskaras of obstinacy in the name of determination, strong will. Those who are obstinate, they don't believe that they are obstinate. They think they have strong will, willpower. And positive thoughts, I can say, number one positive sanskar, good sanskar, for yogis in order to enjoy the life, not only for yogi souls, but for all human beings of the world, easiness. This is the sign of a good yogi, easy sanskaras. An easy person will mold self easily, and the sanskar of obstinacy will end. This sanskar creates problems for self and for others. Sanskar of anger and getting upset. Getting upset is also a gross form of subtle anger. There is subtle anger inside, and outside, externally, we get upset. So can we change this sanskar? With the power of knowledge, with the fire of yoga. I share one of my experience, that's little powerful experience, but very good experience. Right from the beginning, I was very keen in all these things, and as soon as I heard one thing in Baba's Murli, that a true yogi is one who is always in the same mood, in the similar stage in defamation and praise, in defeat and victory, benefit and loss, in all these opposite things, one who is always in a powerful feelings, always happy, never lose enthusiasm. He is in fact true yogi. So I accepted this challenge, and I used to say to myself, not through mouth but inside, that no one in this world can make me upset. No one in this world has got the power to disturb me. Let them try their best. I will never get upset. And this thought gave me lot of power. So I used to be very easy in every situation. That, oh, I have to be ever happy, always combined to Baba. These human souls who try to disturb me, to make me upset, they are not more powerful than me. They are weak souls. I am more powerful than that, those all. So weak souls cannot disturb to a powerful soul. So these were the thoughts. So our own thoughts actually create us, make us, decorate us. So this is why I gave you this simple psychological thought or philosophical thought, change your thought and sanskaras, your life, everything will get changed. Five forms, the practice of five forms actually is very easy and good yukti to change all sanskaras. First of all, first form, our original form, I am a soul. How this practice, that I am a soul, will change our sanskaras? I am a soul if I get bodiless. If I feel that I am sitting in this body is like my rest room. I love this word very much. Body is my rest room. I am sitting in this rest room and having rest. So in the body, I am in full rest. So like this, when we are bodiless, all original sanskaras will emerge within us. Knowledge, love. Knowledge means sanskar of truth. We become the embodiment of knowledge. It means we become truthful. truth becomes nature of the soul. Love, bliss, might, purity, happiness, all sanskaras will come up automatically in our life. Very good thought. Last night we were discussing on one topic, how to become Bap Saman. Related to this topic, we have to make our sanskaras Bap Saman. Just one thought. Many, many years before, Baba had mentioned one very, very sweet thing, sweet I will say, that every child, out of love, says, "My Baba." Every soul experiences that Baba loves me very much, that Baba is my savior, that Baba is my supporter, that Baba will help me all the time in my life. So on seeing Baba, everyone gets such feeling from Baba. Why? And then Baba mentioned that if you want to become Bap Saman, so all souls of the world must also believe within you, must accept you with that level that you are mine, that you will cooperate with me all the time, that you are my supporter, that you love me very much. So reason was, the simple practice for our life, reason was, I shared them one experience that when Baba was in Sakar, so at that time there was not history hall in Madhuban, so Baba used to take class where now Isuban's office is there, very small room. Sometimes 10 students, sometimes 15, sometimes 25 students were sitting in front of God. God came as a teacher on the earth, and his students were very, very innocent. Therefore, he used to say, "I don't see you, I see entire world. To see them, I give Murli." So because Baba has the feeling in his mind that all are my children. So Baba has very great, very subtle, deep, loveful feeling for each and everyone. Therefore, everyone has the same feeling for Baba. This is such a beautiful psychological fact. Suppose you are in your home, in your family, in your society, or in your office, and you think, "Oh, these souls are not good. I am Brahmin. I must not work with them. Oh, they are dirty ones, non-Brahmins, vicious people." You can check what kind of vibrations you will create there. And if you think, "Oh no, all are souls, Sivaba children, they are my brothers, I will give them good vibrations, they are in tension, I will teach them how to get free from the tensions, they are my brother, my family," and you can experience what kind of vibrations are spread out there. So this simple yukti we all must use in our life to create vibrations or to change many sanskaras. This is one part of Swadarshan Chakra. All our souls, my brothers. Very simple, nothing to do, just a thought. 1, 2, 3 times a day, if you immerse this thought in your mind, you will enjoy your life very much. Simple yukti to enjoy self-life. Second practice, our original stage. First practice was eternal state, soul. Second practice, I was a deity. Just immerse that form within you. What will happen? All sanskaras of the deities, our own original sanskaras, will emerge within us. Easy yukti, easy technique to bring all divine sanskaras within self. Thirdly, I am worship worthy god and goddess. Those who are in India, they understand this very much. And because in Western world, only angels are worshipped or people believe in angels. So it was a little hard for them how to practice that. But you might have seen the temples in India. Durga, with eight arms, Vishnu, and many other gods and goddesses are worshipped in the mandir, in temples. Have you seen that elephant god? Ganesh. Ganesh is known as the god of, just he can destroy the obstacles. He is the bestower of siddhis, god of siddhi. Siddhi means occult powers. So, Ganesh is my memorial. Durga was not like Durga, anyone who had eight arms, but these are the symbols of my eight powers. So I am this. If you go in the temples, thousands of devotees go there, you can see, and hand of Devi like this, fulfilling all desires of all deities, devotees. So I am this. So when my stone statues can give peace to the devotees, when my stone statues can fulfill the desires of many devotees, when they can bless the life of many, why not me? So give this feeling to self. This is me, I am this. We both are one and same. And these great things, great sanskaras of giving will come in your life. As I mentioned, sanskara of easiness, second great sanskara of yogi souls is the sanskara of bestowing, giving. Keep giving. It had happened in entire history, in all countries. I tell you the experience of India, of one thing only, to whom I know, and it's a great thing, that our ancient monks, our rishis, our great sannyasis, they knew about some very good formulas of medicines by which incurable disease can be cured. But they did not teach that formula to their followers. They did not teach. They kept it incognito, secretly with them, with the fear. What was the fear in their mind? That if I teach this formula to this one, what will happen with me? This insecure feeling. And what had happened then? As soon as that saint died, that formula also died with him. And we lost a big thing. Otherwise, in Indian these philosophies, we had so many deep things, deep knowledge, that if we know them now, many things would be easy for us. Same thing happens in our Brahmin family. We don't like to teach our talents to others with the fear. what will happen with me? Insecure feeling. But we are great souls. We must know. If we give one thing to others, the better thing is waiting to come to us, for us. If you teach one thing to others, easily, soon, you will learn a greater thing, and that will be a great thing for your future. So no insecure feeling, no fear should be there in our life. So keep giving. The time is coming in front of us when we will have to give everything, everything. Even if you have a glass of water in your home, so people will come to you, will ask for the water, and you will have to give your one glass too. Because you are great. Great souls cannot say, this is for me, I cannot give to you. Right? We are great souls. Everything we have with us will be for others, must be for others. This is the sign of great yogi souls, great souls, and such souls easily, automatically divinize their sanskaras. They need not to work hard for the things. You can choose few things. If you become loving to all, I mentioned all are the souls, my brother, give this feeling to everyone, you will become very loveful, master ocean of love. Second thing, keep giving. Image the sanskar of bestowing, donating. Many great, great sanskaras will come in your life. Become easy. Third thing. And everything will get easy. Even your yoga practice, your problems, your sanskaras, your contacts and relations, your work and responsibility, you will experience easiness everywhere. Sanskar of fear and sanskar of impurity. Although you know, you all know, impurity is the seed of all negative sanskar. Purity is the seed of all good and positive sanskaras. Next thing in those five forms, I am Brahmin. When you are in the feeling I am Brahmin, you must have this intoxication. I am Brahmin, I am playing my part with God. God has become a canopy of protection over my head. God has become my friend. I am combined to Him. See how fortunate I am. Now I am with God. This intoxication, this feeling. And last one is, I am an angel. If you are angel, then all angelic sanskaras will emerge in the life. So this is the easy yukti for easy yoga, for the transformation of sanskaras. Now, I would take two more things, sanskar of fear, sanskar of impurity. We know, if we have the sanskar of anger, this is the sign of subtle impurity. It is sex lust who create anger. If we try to suppress the sexual feelings, that feeling will come up in the form of anger and irritation and depression. These are the form of that sexual energy to whom we try to suppress down. So we need not to suppress, although sometimes we have to suppress it too, but we have to change it, we have to divinize it into purity. So, five forms, self-respect, seed stage, and power of churning. These are the tools. These are the weapons. These all are known as fire, in which all these old sanskaras will burn, will change, will destroy, and we will gain, we will achieve new things, new sanskaras in our life. Fear, insecurity, very important thing, and fear sometimes causes disturbance in mind. One gets upset because of fear, because of the lack of self-confidence. So if you practice self-respect, it will give you self-confidence. Self-confidence is also very important. I remind you one very powerful version from Avyakt Murli 3 years before. People in the world, those who do very great, great kind of work, they have will power. As you know about Napoleon, people used to say that he used to mention that word impossible is not written in my dictionary. Nothing is impossible for me. If soldiers are saying that they cannot climb this hill, he used to say, no, impossible word is not written in my dictionary. Start, move immediately. So, people used to perform such hard and impossible tasks with the power of willpower. And Baba added that you children have got godly willpower. Willpower plus God's power combined together. So you have got godly willpower. Use this. First be aware of this, that I have got godly willpower. And then have will to do. Strong will. Strong desire to do. And you will be able to do everything. But Baba added, why you are not able to do anything? Why things become difficult? Because you create negative thoughts. So your negative thoughts create a wall in front of you. And then you are unable, you feel unable to cross that wall. So Baba again and again reminds us, feel, realize, do realize that you have got godly will power. Keep it into emerged form. And by such practices, our hidden fear will go away from us. They've come to the point of fear. Fear is such a weakness which creates many problems in life. And in many past previous births too, we had printed the sanskar of fear in our subconscious mind. It is continued with us. So sometimes it is very difficult to understand what is the reason of my fear. You will not find any reason, but you will remain fearful. Reason is that in previous lives, any things had happened because of any event, any accident, the vibrations, feelings and thoughts in subconscious mind were printed and they are working now. I have seen many cases in last year came to me with the feeling of fear. And they did not know what is the reason of their fear. And I could understand that reason is not related to this life, but related to past lives. So the best yukti to get rid of this fear is to practice that I am Shiv Shakti, Master Almighty. We must understand the importance of this one thought, I am Master Almighty. Baba's versions are, if you are in the awareness of Master Almighty, you would be able to do everything with the power of thought only. Your thoughts will do everything, will destroy your problems. I have shared one of my experiences many times in classes. When anyone comes to me with a problem, I just ask them to do the practice of one thought only for a day, that I am a great soul. And always I got the result that their problem's gone. Before we discuss these two sanskaras, one thing I would like to say to you, because Baba is coming after 2 days, and we all wants to enjoy that meeting. So 2 practice you must do for 2 days. Practice whole day, because you have to sit in classes, morning classes, night, 2 times these classes. So first of all, practice that I am an angel. And at least 25 times every day. Suppose you are listening now class, so you can have this feeling, I am an angel. Angel means soul is sitting in the body of light. Just feeling each time for 10 seconds only. Visualize your angelic form for 10 seconds each time while listening to the Murli Amrit Vela. As soon as you get up, give this thought to yourself, I am an angel. Second practice, together with this, that Almighty is a canopy of protection over my head. So I am an angel sitting under this canopy of protection, Almighty. I think you might have heard the first message given by Avyakt Baba when this attack on America, that Baba Almighty is here, 8 powers and then values. So make this vision, I am an angel sitting under this canopy of protection of Almighty. So Almighty has become my canopy. And you will enjoy this practice very much, and you will get ready to receive what Baba gives you at that time. Because Baba is awesome, like sun. His energy, his blessings, his peace, his love is spread out fully. But we receive that according to our receiver. How powerful our mind, how clean our intellect is. So these 2 practices will prepare you. Now, would you like to do these practices? Everyone must do. I have given these 2 thoughts to everyone in Madhuvan, in Gyan Sarovar, and now to you. Some are doing these practices from last 1-2 days, and they are enjoying this. So we become so full before we go there to meet Baba, that as if we are meeting all the time to him. Not only that when he comes down, but even now, we are meeting with Him, we are getting His blessings, His love, peace from Him, and He is solving all problems of our life. When this word problem came up, I would like to remind you one very good thing, what problems are. Baba's words, problems are the creation of a weak mind. When mind is weak, there are so many problems on our way. And when mind is powerful and positive, no problem in our life. So, if you want to enjoy your life free from problems and obstacles, just enjoy such practices. Continue with such practices in your life and everything will change. So fear can be removed with two practices. One is that I am Master Almighty, and second is churning power. For all Brahmins, this is very important factor for life, that we must learn the art of creating elevated thoughts in our mind. The Brahmins who have elevated thoughts, those whose thinking is very high, they are very great souls. Even God will feel proud on them. Proud of them. So elevated thoughts, create thoughts. This is creative energy. If you don't create the thoughts, so your normal, negative, impure thoughts will pull you down again and again. So keep creating the thoughts. So this is power of knowledge, and I am Master Almighty. Impurity, Baba has already mentioned that when end will come, end of the cycle, all five vices will attack you with full force. So they are also getting powerful. Ravan is also becoming more and more powerful. So we, in order to face Ravan, the power of Ravan, in order to accept and face the challenge of Maya, we must make ourselves more powerful. I know many of you are alone in your city. Some of you are alone in your country. So you don't get that kind of sustenance, which is very, very essential for Brahmin life. So you may have the effect of the impure vibrations of world. In order to protect yourself, make this, I can say, law of your life, that every morning, once, secondly, when you go for your work, two times at least, create an aura around you with the feeling that I am Master Almighty, and Almighty is my canopy of protection. So He is giving me power, and those powers are making a circle around my body. So I am inside the circle of powers. Have this feeling for 1 minute only, and 2-3 times create this aura around you, and you will remain safe. The vibrations of Kali Yugi world, impure vibrations, will not influence you. Because now is the end, therefore, our all sanskaras can come up with full force. Our all sinful actions can come up with full force. Now, all Brahmins will have to face three kinds of battle inside: Maya, all sanskaras, and all sins of past. So, three powerful enemies are ready to attack on us. So how powerful we must be. So get ready for that. Become fearless as Almighty Himself is our guide, is our canopy, He is our companion, our friend. If you have this feeling, then victory will come to you. Now I would share two very beautiful experience of last year I had in my life. One experience is to invoke Bap Dada down. Just call him down. Talk to him, Baba, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, please come down. You have to be always in Paramdham. We will not remember you. We will not create any problem for you for years and years. Now, you are for me. So please come down. Before this, I tell you this fact. Shiv Baba, Brahma, Bap Dada is our Satguru, Supreme Guru. And one thing about Guru we must know, because many of us did not have Loki Guru in our life, and nowadays Gurus are not so powerful. But say 100 years before and before that, in India and in many other countries, Gurus, these saints were so powerful, they used to say to their disciples, whenever you are in problems, remember me and I will reach to you. And it had happened always. So whenever those persons were in problems, in trouble or severe sickness, they just remembered their Guru and Guru appeared there. He put his hand on the head, gave blessings and problems finished. Shiv Baba, who is Almighty, is our Supreme Guru. He asks us, whenever you are in problem, remember me and I will come to you. So it's not just for saying, it's fact that whenever you remember him, you call him down, you ask him, Supreme Guru, I am in problem, come down, he will come to you. So have full faith in this, full confidence, and then feel it, visualize it, that he is coming down to me. He is in front of me. For making it natural, for some days, you can do this practice for 10 times a day. When you are in your home, in your country, just invoke him. Early morning too, if you find it difficult to go to him, call him down. Baba, I can't come to you, so please you come down and he will come. It's sure, fact, he has promised, whenever you remember me, I will be present to you. So take full benefit of this. It will give you wonderful experience. Because now we all will have to face destruction, and destruction is not a small game, it's a terrible game. So if you call him down, everything is easy. You are coming in plane, some problem is there, call him down, Baba, sit with me, and all problems will finish. Where there is God, there won't be any problem. Victory is there. So this way, if we keep him with us, our all kinds of impurity will end. In order to improve the purity, yoga is important thing, 5 forms practice is important thing, but this thought that I am supremely pure, keep giving this thought to yourself, it will help you to purify self very much. Now, another very good experience for everyone. You have to make a vision in your mind. Now, in future, again, cycle will repeat and we will have to take 84 births. So make a vision in your mind, what you want to see in your entire lives. You can make a list, you can write down, for example, that I want to see one thing in most of my life, that on my head there must be crown. Would you like this? In all births, not in 10 or 20 births, in all births, I want to see crown on my head. I want to live such a life where there will be peace, happiness, health, wealth, good company, love in relationships. I want to enjoy elevated character, very pure character in every birth. I want to live a content life. I may be poor, but content. I want to become such a person in all lives that I will remain best over all the time. Donor. I will never ask anything from anyone. So make a list. What qualities, achievements you want to see in your lives. And then, what should you do? This is also very deep psychology and philosophy. On knowing this, you can also bring a change in your sanskaras. Subconscious mind. You know, psychologists have divided our mind into various parts. But two important parts, conscious mind and subconscious mind. You need not to get confused about it. Whatever we think all day, it is called conscious mind. And when we get sleep, few things emerge, they are in subconscious mind. So conscious mind is working all day and subconscious mind is silent. Many things are recorded in that, printed in that. We can also say, when Baba says that full part of 84 births is recorded in soul, so it is recorded in subconscious mind. And then it is also recorded in our physical brain, in very subtle form, subtle waves. So if you feed anything in your subconscious mind, it will become your life. It will become natural sanskaras. Psychologists believe that 90% of our energy lies in subconscious mind, only 10% in conscious mind. We use only 10% energy in conscious mind, and to that 10%, many waste things come in our mind. So if we use our 100% energy, easily we can divinize our life. So simple philosophy behind it is that if conscious mind is silent, they give it name, take it into alpha waves. In simple language, when our mind is silent, when we are in good yoga, our mind is silent, then give some thoughts to your mind and your subconscious mind will receive, will accept those all thoughts and it will make everything easy. So whatever you want to record in your subconscious mind in the morning, when conscious mind is silent, give those thoughts to your subconscious mind. So after doing yoga every day, you can do it here in Gyan Sarovar. after doing morning yoga, when you find that your mind is silent now, no more thoughts, no many thoughts in mind, give such talk to your subconscious mind. Oh, subconscious mind, you are a subconscious mind of a great soul. Now, I want to see my future, this, like this. Give 20 thoughts to your subconscious mind. You will enjoy very much at the same time too, and you will experience that very quickly your subconscious mind has accepted all those thoughts you gave to it, and it will continue life after life. So psychologists have invented many things about it. You can give many visions to your subconscious mind, because subconscious mind understands visions very much. In spite of giving thoughts, you can give a vision to it. Suppose a vision that about death, that I want to leave my body when I am sitting in yoga, remembering Baba, talking to him and asking him, Baba, I am leaving my body and coming to you. So give this vision to your subconscious mind at least 15 times and it will happen. About your Laukik future now too. Suppose you are a businessman, you are a doctor, or you are working in any area of your life, and you want to achieve certain target. Give that vision to your subconscious mind, and subconscious mind will take you there automatically. You need not to do hard work for that. I want to see that after 5 years, I want this. And your subconscious mind will lead to you to that target. So you can enjoy every morning this way. What kind of future you want to see? Make a list first of all, that in every birth, I want to be very healthy and wealthy. Very happy. I would do in every birth a very important task for my nation. I want that I will protect my religion in every birth. I will be always cooperative with all. I will never get upset. I will never be sensitive. So these thoughts will help you a lot. I think this is enough. Om Shanti. So now let us practice 5 forms. I will be giving you thoughts. So I will take to you in heaven and will make you sit on the throne with double crown. If you like, you can close your eyes, no problem, and go in heaven and sit on the throne and see double crown is there and you are sitting in a golden palace. So first of all, I am a great soul resting in the body. I am Master Almighty. From me, a colorful fountain is spreading out. I am in soul world. The sweet silent soul, enjoying sweet silence of that place. From there, I came down, entered a deity body. I am in heaven, a beautiful world. In a golden palace, sitting on the throne, I am world emperor with double crown. Worship for the God, giving blessings to all devotees. I am in the temple. God is my friend. I'm most fortunate. I am in the body of light, spreading light and might. am an angel. I am in this space, giving pure vibrations to the world.